This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font Boric, in New Delhi today. The visiting dignitary will also meet with President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in his honour. President of Chile is on a five-day visit to India from today. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament, business associations and prominent Chileans involved in the India-Chile Cultural Connect. This is Mr. Boric's first visit to India as president. He will also visit Agra, Mumbai and Bengaluru before returning to Chile on the 5th of April. In Mumbai and Bengaluru, he will meet the political leadership, business and industry representatives, startups, innovators and tech leaders. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the closing ceremony of the 90th anniversary celebrations of the Reserve Bank of India in Mumbai today. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and other dignitaries will be present at the event. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will deliver the welcome address. President Murmu arrived in Mumbai yesterday evening on a two-day visit to Mumbai. She was welcomed at the airport by Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. In Madhya Pradesh, a ban on liquor in 19 religious cities and areas under select gram panchayats, including Ujjain, Omkareshwar, Maheshwar and Maihar, comes into effect today. A government official confirmed that all liquor shops and bars will be closed in the urban limits of Ujjain, Omkareshwar, Maheshwar, Mandaleshwar, Orcha, Maihar, Chitrakoot, Dathia, Panna, Mandla, Multai, Mansoor and Amarkantak. The BJP government has declared these 19 urban and rural areas as completely sacred, imposing a total liquor ban within their jurisdiction. Under Operation Brahma, 50 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief material carried by INS Satpura and INS Savitri were handed over to Myanmar authorities in Yangon yesterday. The relief materials were presented by India's ambassador to Myanmar, Abhay Thakur. In a social media post, Indian Embassy in Yangon stated that with 6 Indian Air Force aircraft and 5 Indian Navy ships, India's large-scale first responder assistance has been delivered to Yangon, Naypyidaw and Mandalay. India Meteorological Department has forecast above normal maximum temperature over most parts of the country during April to June this year. IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said the minimum temperatures will also be above normal in most regions during this period. He said from April to June, most parts of North and East India, Central India and the plains of Northwest India are expected to experience 2 to 4 more heatwave days than normal. Dr. Mohapatra said usually India records 4 to 7 heatwave days from April to June.
अप्रैल में जून के गर्म मौसम ऋतु के दौरान दक्षिण प्रायद्वीप मध्य भारत पूर्व भारत और उत्तर पश्चिम भारत के मैदानी इलाकों के अधिकांश हिस्सों में सामान्य से अधिक हीटवेव होने का संभावना है 2 से 4 दिन अधिक हीटवेव रिकॉर्ड होने का संभावना है.
Dr. Mohapatra said the rainfall during April this year is most likely to be normal. Rajgir in Bihar will host the Hero Asia Cup Hockey 2025 in August this year. Hockey India and the Bihar State Sports Authority signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, in this regard in Patna. The tournament will take place from 29th of August to 7th of September at the recently developed Rajgir Hockey Stadium. This will be the second international sporting event hosted by Rajgir after the Women's Asian Champions Trophy in November last year, when India emerged victorious. The 12th edition of Hero Asia Cup will witness the participation of 8 teams, including India, Pakistan, Japan, Korea, China and Malaysia. The remaining 2 teams will secure their spots through the qualifying tournament, the AHF Cup. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 8 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Mumbai comfortably chased down the target of 117 in 12.5 overs, reaching to 121 runs with the loss of just 2 wickets. Mumbai opener Ryan Rickelton led the chase with an unbeaten 62 runs off 41 balls, while Surya Kumar Yadav followed up with a rapid 27. And that is the end of this news bulletin.